6th parak of Shua, 2nd Mishnah, Mana Leviyatva, Amaloi, if they ate him. Hey. A demand was made for a mana, and in front of Adam he said, yes, I owe you the mana. The next day he says, give it to me. And Asati Lacha, he says, I gave it to you already. Potter, because he's kaifer back home. Yesterday he was mighty, today he's kaifer. But if he says, I never owed you, and we have witnesses that he said that I did owe you yesterday, then he's chayim, because he's lying. You can't contradict yourself. He demanded a mana, and the answer was, yes, I owe you the money. He said, pay me back only in front of Edim. He says, he asked him to give it to me. And he says, I paid you back, he's chayv to pay. Why? Because since there was a demand, pay me back in front of Edim, he can't say that I pay you back in that front of Edim, because it was known in advance that such a claim was going to be made. They should suck with Nabi Adim. Since they made this condition, he has to give it back with Adim. Yeah. Now, it's a little chiddush here, because if initially at the time of the loan he said that I want you to pay me back in Adim, so the money was given conditionally in such a fashion that you have to pay back in Adim. He pays back without Adim, we don't trust him. But here, the loan was given without any conditions. Just, he said, when he made a demand for payment, he said that pay me back in front of Adim. Why is that binding? So the Maisa,
that's after they went
that it's a svara that since he demanded that you pay me back in front of Edim, it's assumed that the person would not take the risk of paying back without Edim because he doesn't want to get in trouble afterwards.